Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The work kick-started. I don't apologize for that kind of talk, kick-started. Resuscitated, you might have used, but I think kick-started just convey what I want, what I feel about this. You remember, these Jews have become dispirited. The work has languished. It's been going on for years, you know. They were doing so well. They, with enthusiasm, laid the foundation of the temple. Of course, the old folks grieved over the smallness of the new temple, but there they were, delighted to have the temple started again. This was their priority. And everything is going well, and then the enemies come along, and then the king's edict, and so on, and the work comes to a grinding halt. Their enthusiasm wanes. Stagnation. The Satan had hindered the work, and these people have grown indifferent, cold, dry, and have forgotten the temple. And as we read in the prophet Haggai, they began to work on their own houses, and they were becoming rather luxurious houses, and they were doing very well. But there was the temple lying in ruins. The work had come to a halt. Verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5 of Ezra. Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them. Ezra, chapter 5. Verses 1 and 2. You can see what I mean about kickstart. Here are these Jews. They've grown indifferent. They've grown used to the deadness of the work, the routine of it. They let it lie there in ruins. And for years now, they have been forgetting the work and putting it to one side and on the back burner and all the rest of it. But these men of God, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, I think above all Haggai, but Zechariah also, were there, used of God in their various ways to preach and teach and provoke this people to come back. This wonderful picture of God using the prophets to arouse his people to action. We need to catch something of this spirit today, my friend. Preaching is not designed just to give a detailed list of facts and teach us information and give us an exposition of scripture, and that's all. We're meant to do something. It's meant to mean something. I remind you of William Perkins again, the Puritan. He said, what's the use of it? What's the point of it? That's the point of preaching. It's laying out the scriptures. But it's the meaning of it, the force of it, the application of it, the doing of it, the reducing to action. There's a hymn sometimes saying, help me to reduce to practice what we hear. Help us to reduce to practice what we hear. It's not the hearers of the word only, it's the doers. I remember Ted Donnelly speaking about laying the table. Yes, you lay the table. But that's not it. It's putting the meat on the plate. But it's not only that. It's eating it and partaking it. And more than that, it's what happens from this. It's the action, the energy, the power that this food has given us. And these prophets are used of God to bring the Jews back to their senses. Now, their preaching is not simply words of encouragement in the sense of sugar. No. The word encouragement here means backbone. It's not just simply, oh, it's very nice, we're very sorry. It's not that kind of sympathetic stuff. It's, we've got to get on. Read the prophet Haggai and you'll see. He reproves them. Why are you doing this? Why are you not doing it? Get up and work. Oh, yeah, well, the king has said this. Oh, the enemies have said that. And we've got this occupation to see to. We've got this job. Of course, you've got all these jobs to do. But the house of God must come first. You see it here. They're the prophets of God. They're speaking in the name of God. The God of Israel is over this people. It's God, God, God. It's the priests are used as well. The politicians here. We're in the old covenant, you see. But you can see the application to the new covenant, can't you? We're not talking about buildings. We're talking about the Church of Christ. We're talking about the body of believers. And the work of the elders, Ephesians chapter 4, is to stir us as members, as members one of another, to stir us to the priesthood of all believers that we might edify one another. We must not get slack in this, brothers and sisters. We must not get cold and let it be stagnant and become reliant upon one man just giving us a load of facts. No, no, no. There must be this mutual building one another up. Ephesians chapter 4, Hebrews 10:25, assemble to encourage one another, and all the more you see, as you see the day approaching, all the more as the enemies of the gospel come around us. This is the new covenant talk. God is with us. We must work. God will enable us. We must work. Yes, God must do it. Yes, the Spirit must do it. We work out our own salvation. Yes, because it's God who works in us. Yes, God must do it, but we must do the work also. I've given you the illustration before where I used to exhibit some pictures, my pictures. At one time there was a big fireplace in the room, and carved above it was, "Do ye next thing." Do the next thing. Do something. Don't just think about it. Doers wanted, not just talkers, not just thinkers, not just committee men. We must set to work. You read that in verse 2 here. Then Zerubbabel and Jeshua set to work to rebuild the house of God. And the prophets too. They got their hands dirty. They got their hands torn by lifting the stones. Nehemiah was engaged in it. Yes, these men of God were not just talkers. Were not just thinkers. They were active in the work of God. Not in name only. And not in their own name. In the name of God, and they saw the responsibility of obeying God rather than men, and they wouldn't stop the work. So these men are raised, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, to preach in such a way to lead this people on to service for God. Well, do you think we need anything like it? I do. We must stir one another up. We must encourage one another. Elders, I appeal to you, make sure that you are edifying the body of Christ to minister to one another and every believer. Let us play our part in the building of the house of God. Not land, not territory, not buildings, but a spiritual building. May we be doing what we can, how we can, when we can. Do ye next thing. May God help us in it. Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, they stirred the Jews to action. May God give us such men and such an experience in our own time. May we do it to each other, to the glory of God. Amen.